Well, the Timberlake Playhouse getting ready for another production. It's going to be a great show. Fiddler on the Roof, and we're visiting with Dan Danilowski, Lily Autumn Page, and good morning, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, now, is Rhonda there as well?
He is.
All right, very good, very good. Now, Dan, I was wondering at the beginning of the season why you were letting your beard grow, and now I know why.
Yeah, isn't that something? It looks a little different, doesn't it?
It does. Now, the Timberlake season began with one Danilowski as the main character in Beauty and the Beast, and now you are going to be taking the stage as a main character. It's quite a season for the Danilowskis.
Yeah, I guess so. That was kind of interesting. We were in New York doing auditions for Beehive, and then we had some other people step in, and we'd been there for several hours, and it was the afternoon, and Paul said, "Hey, you're going to know this next guy that's auditioning." And in walks my son. It's like, oh, well, that's kind of fun. All right. So, he had contacted Paul about auditioning for the role, and that was kind of nice. Paul liked what he did and brought him in.
Well, he did a tremendous job. Now, you, of course, got to see him perform as the executive director there, but is he going to be able to make it in to see Dad on the stage?
Well, he's talked about it. I'm not sure what his schedule will end up with. In the business he's in, things change almost daily. So,
now, let's talk a little bit about your role, Fiddler on the Roof. Have you ever had the opportunity to do this role before?
Yeah, I have. I was cast in the role when I was in college, and I've done it a couple of times since then. It was interesting. I mean, when I was in college, you approached it one way, and then after I had kids, you really, really looked at this a whole different way. And it's been kind of a journey through my life with this role. And, Tevi has 5 daughters. I have 7 daughters. And so there isn't really anything in this show that I don't relate to.
You know, I've always marveled at the way you people can remember your lines. As you pointed out, you've done this role before. So, I mean, did you have much memorization at all, or did it come really naturally?
Well, some of it came naturally, and some of it's actually very difficult. Plus, our director is really looking at the show a lot differently than what any other director that I've had has done with the show. So, and plus, it was a lot easier for me to memorize lines when I was 24 than it is when I'm whatever I am now.
No longer 24.
No longer 24.
Well, I'm looking forward to
it. It's a lot more difficult now for me to, they don't spill out like they used to.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to seeing you on the stage. Now, again, we've got Lily Autumn Page and Rhonda Ray Bush joining you as well on the program. Girls, first of all, what's the Timberlake experience been? Lily, we'll start with you.
It's been really wonderful so far. It's mainly the resident actors are a bunch of college students about my age, and we just have bonded so much over this whole summer. We've just been, it's hard not to when you're together day and night, basically. But yeah, it's been a really incredible experience, and Paul and Dan have been so amazing this whole time, and yeah, I love it here. It's great.
Very good. Rhonda, what about you? What's the experience been like for you?
Well, I am on a guest artist contract, and so I've only been here 2 weeks. I was very excited to come back to Summerstock, because this is how I started in my 20s, doing Summerstock, and so it's been interesting revisiting it and seeing the same joy and excitement of the 20-year-olds that I felt starting my career.
You know, one thing I always like to ask the veteran actors when they get the opportunity to work with the younger performers, do they come to you for advice? Do you offer advice? How does that work, Rhonda?
A few kids have asked me questions. This is my 6th Fiddler on the Roof, and I've done more than one role in it throughout the years. And sometimes they'll ask me a perspective on their character, which is great. I also love hearing their ideas.
Let's pursue that a little bit more. You said you've done this production before. What is it that you really enjoy about Fiddler on the Roof?
I think it's a beautiful story. I think it's a beautifully constructed play. And now I relate to it so much as a mom. For example, one of the daughters gets married in the show, and I have a daughter getting married next year. My kids end up far away, and I have a son who lives in Denver. So I can experience all these emotions that I really feel as a mom come to life on stage for me.
Yeah, I would think so. Lily, what about you? Have you ever had a chance to do Fiddler?
I never have. I was actually cast as one of the daughters once, but I was like 13, and I wanted to do a dance recital a lot more. So I decided not to take the role. But no, I have loved the show. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. I'm amazed I didn't really know more about it previously. And, it's amazing. My character eventually has to leave home and be away from her parents for a while, and that has been something I can really relate to because I'm from New York, so my parents are very far away right now, and I haven't been quite this far from my family before for so long, so I always get very emotional during the show when it comes to that particular part.
You know,
so it's been really interesting.
Listening to the three of you, it is interesting how you're going to be able to tie life's experiences to what you're going to be bringing to the stage. Lily, have your folks had the opportunity to see you at all this summer?
Not yet. This will be their first show that they're going to see. They're coming the two last performances.
All right, very good. Well, in fact, we're coming up to see it on the 12th, so maybe I get the opportunity to visit with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, what are your plans for after the season?
I am going back to college to finish. I'm going back to Marymount Manhattan College in New York City to finish my senior year.
Oh.
And I was just cast also as Gertrude in Hamlet, so I will be doing that in the fall.
All right, well, best of luck to you. Rhonda, what about you? What's in the future for you?
When this is over, I have about 2.5 weeks. And then I start rehearsals for Death Trap at Bell's Palace Theater in Wisconsin. And then after that, I have 2.5 weeks, and I start rehearsals for Hairspray at Skylight in Milwaukee.
All right. Well, best of luck to you in that. And, Dan, let's wrap things up with you today. Again, first of all, good luck to you in the performance. You've done a tremendous job as the executive director at Timberlake Playhouse. How are things going forward after this particular season, Dan?
Well, we will open Fiddler on Thursday night, and Friday morning we'll start rehearsals for Forever Plaid. So that's coming up toward the end of the season. Then in September we have that great 60s girls group musical called Beehive. So it's all the 50s and 60s songs that you know and love. And later on in September we have the Eagles tribute band called Heartbreak Tonight, I think. Or Heartache Tonight, I'm not sure. One of the two. So that's coming up. And then, of course, in October, we turn the place into a big haunted house, haunted experience, and people can come on out and experience the terror of the darkness here at Timberlake.
All right, well, very good. It's been a great summer so far. Again, Thursday, the opening night for Fiddler on the Roof. Best of luck to all three of you. And again, thank you so much for taking time to visit with us this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Timberlake Playhouse. Go to timberlakeplayhouse.org. You can find out a lot more information. Enjoyed visiting with Dan, Lily, and Rhonda.